I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. William Bell grew up on the south side of Memphis. His mother was a gospel singer. As a child, he began singing in the church. As a teenager, he befriended other future Stax stars, Isaac Hayes, Al Jackson Jr., and Booker T. Jones.
It was like going to university. It really was. Thank God for Jim Stewart and Estelle Axton, because they took some little ghetto kids and kids around the neighborhood and invited us into the building there at Stax. But they were like mom and pop to us and let us come in and hone our creativity and get to work together and exchange ideas and make a career out of it, be able to put something out there that you can make a living at. We didn't care about race, creed, or nationality, or gender. All we cared about was what you brought to the table in terms of creativity and musical abilities.
Well, one of the great things that you brought to the table as a songwriter and as a singer was this incredible song that I've listened to over and over again over the years, which is You Don't Miss Your Water.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was my first one as a solo artist for Stax.
In the
ultimately, it gets covered in the world of country rock as a song that the Birds sing.
Oh, yeah. It's been covered by all genres of music, including country and western.
You don't miss your water till your well runs dry. You don't miss your
You mentioned country western, and I've noticed that in some of your singing, there is an undercurrent of country style. It's on a number of your songs.
Well, there's not that much difference between country and blues, and it's the same subject matter.
Uh-huh.
The instrumentation might change a little bit on it, or you put a steel guitar on it, a violin part. And I was exposed to all of that. We used to do demos behind people like Charlie Rich and Bill Browder. And of course, Elvis came out of that same area.
Yeah, that crossover in Memphis is incredible. Country, obviously, there's black and white gospel. R&B, the beginnings of soul. You mentioned jazz. I mean, it's a tremendous mix. But through all of its diversity, it still feels like Memphis music.
It does. It does. And I think one of the reasons would be that is the ingredient, all the things that we were exposed to growing up
right
in that region and in the city. And a lot of the musicians worked and played together in club situations. You know, we used to go to jam with Ronnie Millsap, and it's just a mixture
right
there in Memphis. I think that's one of the secrets to the Memphis sound.
Now take a boy and a lonely girl, all alone in a lonely world. Bring them together by chance at a very special man. And that's a formula, that's a formula, that's a formula for love.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.